Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, November 11th, 2013. Today is Veterans Day, when we honor veterans. As we did last Friday, we talked about Veterans Day on Friday. Today, we talk about foreign policy, but a different kind of foreign policy. Foreign policy without any government involvement. Foreign policy without any government to foul it up, to make it worse. This is foreign policy by individuals, for individuals. And it celebrates the miracle of life. And to do so, I want to read a few words from a newsletter of October that was written by the lady who runs Mia's Children Mission in Bucharest, Romania. This is a celebration of life. Here is Mia's letter. Let's celebrate life. God is still making miracles. The miracle of life is and will remain the most important one, but unfortunately, in so many occasions, we don't see its real dimension and meaning. There are human beings that God allows to be born, regardless of the fact that they are not wanted, and that sometimes women with foggy minds because of poverty and not being able to celebrate the miracle of life end up turning this noble and unique event in a terror of pain and think about ending his life. In his great kindness, God has brought such a woman in our lives, a woman with no education, no home, but with four other children that she was unable to raise until she met us. We don't know what dark forces made her hide a new baby and try, because of fear, pain, shame, to consider dramatic ways to hide the baby forever. But life wins. It is grace that has led us to the place where life was fighting death, and that made life win. This time her name is Nicole, a beautiful baby with innocent blue eyes. Although helpless, she raises her hands toward us with a lot of faith, a moment when we celebrate life and when we can offer our unconditional love to the ones in pain and despair, as Jesus did with us, and to confess the agape love. Today, the little baby is a month old, and her mother has accepted to feed her, and together with our help to care for her, to pray, and to continue to raise the other four children. October was a month full of contradictions, of bad but also good times, because we continued to stay on the rock of faith in prayer, full of hope, as God is with us. Thank you all for your support, and our thoughts and gratitude are with you. God bless you. Well, Mia goes on to list several of the children and different things that they need prayer for and things like that, but you get the idea. Children are being saved from the streets, saved from abortion and so forth. It is a wonderful and glorious thing, and it is far, far better because it is done without any government, any force or coercion whatsoever, simply the outpouring of God's love through his people. If you feel so inclined to help this mission, go to miaschildren.com. That's M-I-A-S, no apostrophe, children.com, and click on the link called Get Involved. There's a place there where you can make a financial contribution if you decide to do so through PayPal, through some other credit card, and there is an address where you can send a check if you would like to do that. But life wins, one more time. That's the way it is, folks. Monday, November 11th, 2013. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.